You're listening to Connecting Faith, and today we want to talk about headaches, and maybe you've experienced them, maybe hopefully they're not a regular part of your daily life, but for many, that's the reality, and we're going to find out a bit more about it today as we take time out for our Monday Health Moment with Lisa Marone. Lisa's a physical therapist, a professor, author, and speaker, and encourages people to get healthy for heaven's sake. It's the title of one of her great books. She's written a number of them. You can find out more about her regular weekly Monday Health Moment online at lisamarone.com. We get together with her every other Monday. And Lisa, I wanted to talk about headaches today, particularly sinus headaches. And, a lot of people are dealing with aches and pains in the head. That's sadly not that uncommon, is it?
Yeah, you know, come spring, we certainly have a whole lot of seasonal allergies that start to spike here. But I have patients all year round that come in and tell me they're having sinus headaches. And so I always ask my patients, even my neck pain patients, when they come for an evaluation, I ask them, you know, do you experience headaches? And they'll tell me, oh, yeah, I do, but that's something different. That's my sinuses. And then as I'm treating their neck during a treatment, they'll say, hey, you know, that's kind of funny. While you're doing that in my neck, my sinuses are clearing. And then I have to explain to them, well, that's because it's not actually your sinuses that are full. It's the sensation that your sinuses are full, and it's coming from your neck. And so it's really important that when we have these headaches, we don't just keep popping pills for them, that we actually figure out what's behind them.
We'll talk about it here in the moments ahead, but maybe we should start out with a definition. Is there a sort of a definition of a real sinus headache?
Yeah, you know, a sinus headache is going to be, it's going to come along with sinus issues. So you might have drainage, like you might be blowing your nose all the time. Your eyes might be watery as well. Or you can have tremendous congestion where you can't sleep at night. You can't breathe well through your nose. That's telling us that the linings of the sinuses are actually inflamed. When those linings get inflamed, there's all these little nerve endings in those linings, and so those are going to produce pain typically across the bridge of the nose or underneath the eyes, across the cheekbones, and we'll have a really heavy, dull pressure there. And we might even have just had a cold in the last couple of weeks that didn't clear, and we may even run a low-grade fever. Those are more signs of a sinus headache when you're having those other symptoms along with it.
But as you said, oftentimes you're treating neck pain, and that there's an association there. So say more about that.
Yeah, there is something called cervicogenic headache, and that means that the cervical spine or the neck has generated the headache. And so it's very important to be able to have someone look at your neck, specifically the upper half of your neck and your head, to see whether that is producing the head pain that you're experiencing. It's very interesting that many patients have what they would call migraine headaches even, and those are based in the neck as well, because the upper part of your spinal cord and the nerves that exit on the first three levels, they are so interconnected with your brain in terms of the way that they feed back up into the head, brain, and face, that it's very difficult to distinguish which is what. So we can still get pressure across our cheekbones or between our eyes to our forehead, and all of that can be stemming from the upper neck region.
So in terms of treatment, should we be, doing neck massages or, you know, getting one of those maybe battery-operated handheld, you know, massage balls or some of those things? I mean, would that make a difference?
Yeah, you know, I find a skilled pair of hands is the best, the best bet. I am very, I am leery about people getting treatment for their neck that includes what's called high-velocity manipulation. Layman would call that getting your neck cracked. Mm. The neck is very, very sensitive. There are blood vessels that run through the actual spine bones in our neck, and we don't want those to be torn and end up with any kind of stroke symptoms. And so we really want to make sure that that is not part of the regimen that you seek. But whether you're seeking massage or you're seeking skilled hands that can evaluate the joints and the discs and the muscles in the head and neck region, That's going to be really important. Some people even have jaw joint problems that will refer pain up into the head and face as well. And so getting to a practitioner who knows how to evaluate and is looking for specific findings that maybe your general doctor isn't even aware of because it's not in their scope of practice, that's important to find a good manual physical therapist.
We often go to medications first, though, don't we? And lots of over-the-counter medications for headaches, pain relief. So a good idea, not so good.
Well, you know, Neil, medicines for the head are very interesting because the brain is easily made to be an addict. And so, interestingly, headache medication can cause headaches because when the brain doesn't have the substance you've been feeding it and it's become addicted to that substance, the way that it gets more of that substance into the body is by creating another headache. And so those are called drug rebound headaches. And so oftentimes I have to wean my patients off of their headache medication and tell them, listen, your brain is going to kind of like explode in pain when you take this away from it, almost like a toddler that you just took a candy bar away from. It's going to scream for a while, but you need to get over that. You need to know that that's what's happening and get past that. And once they do, they're so excited to be freed from taking either over-the-counter medication or, you know, their doctor-prescribed medication with his or her acknowledgement. That's a good way to go because that medicine, Neil, can just be that can be the cause eventually of a headache.
Wow. So things like plenty of liquids, just rest and those things. I mean, sometimes it doesn't seem like those make the headache go away.
Well, oftentimes there are secondary effects in our body that can create headache. Certainly dehydration can cause headaches. And so if you're not well hydrated, start hydrating yourself. Put yourself out a big bottle of, 60-some-odd ounces of water in the morning and make sure it's drunk by nighttime. But you can also have thyroid issues. And if your thyroid gland isn't functioning well, you can get headaches. Another thing to look for is your sugar levels. Inadequate sugar, if your sugar drops too low, that can create head pain because the brain lives on sugar. And so if it doesn't have enough, it will create a headache. Another thing that's really important in thinking about head pain is when does that head pain come on? You know, is this something that you wake up in the morning with terrible headaches and they fade during the day? Well, now we want to think about, well, maybe my pillow is not adequate or my sleep position is working against me. Or is it you wake up in the morning and you feel grand, and then you're feeling bad as the day goes on. Now we're looking at stress or postures that we might need to change up.
Yeah, I was woke up this morning thinking I probably shouldn't have had that chocolate dessert that I had last night because that sort of set me off a little bit. And I'm sure foods are probably a real part of headache causes too.
For people who have a sensitive brain, it can be.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. You're affirming me. That was basically what I was just waiting for you to do. So thanks for... No. I'm going to tell my wife
so
as soon as I get home.
Red wine, yeah. Eight sure. Cheeses, all of those things. If you have a sensitive brain, those are going to bother your head.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if we can go beyond that, Lisa. I feel like we've sort of covered the topic right there. I mean, I'd like to just leave it there with the sensitive brain. No, just... No, any other, we got just a minute left. Any final encouragement about headaches, people that are dealing with them? They're no fun, that's for sure.
Well, they're no fun, but they are treatable. And so I wrote this book, Overcoming Headaches and Migraines, because I have treated for almost 30 years now patients with chronic head pain, people who've been diagnosed as migraines. And when I treat the upper cervical spine, I can even cure migraines in my patients, who are sensitive to their hormones, who are sensitive to foods, who are sensitive to stress, to smells, because when you take the component of the upper neck dysfunction out, the rest of those irritants don't build high enough to create a migraine. So that's really exciting to me.
All right, check it out. One of Lisa Marone's great books, Overcoming Headaches and Migraines. She's written a number of books, including Get Healthy for Heaven's Sake, and that's really why we're getting together on a regular basis every Monday. Lisa sends out a Monday Health the Minute. You can sign up for it at lisamarone.com. Lisa Marone, physical therapist and professor, author, and speaker. And we always love talking with you, Lisa. Blessings to you. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you. you, Neil.